I love the music. It's a grand departure from the Americana standard fare of Sounds Good, and I thank you for including it, and thank you, Ryan, for being here. The musical Anything Goes has been updated quite a bit, you tell me.
Right. So the 1987 libretto was updated when Patti LuPone starred as Reno Sweeney. And since then, it's also had another revival on Broadway with Sutton Foster as Reno Sweeney. Both of them actually won a Tony Award. It was only Sutton Foster that won the Tony Award. Patti LuPone was just nominated. And it's recently come off its Broadway tour. And it's a very, very classic show, but it's a lot of great music that's been updated and revived, fun for all ages and the family, but as you know, just as much college students and adults that like to hear classic music by Cole Porter.
It's music that really depends on lyrics and a catchy melody for sure, but the words are the vehicle for me. I just have always admired that. But you came to Cole Porter in an interesting way. Tell that story.
So we were talking about this earlier. I first heard a Cole Porter piece when I was actually playing a video game, and it was very strange because I didn't think of Cole Porter. I didn't think anything, actually. It was Bioshock. If anybody's ever played that Xbox or that game series, I have an Xbox, and in Bioshock, You're the Top was playing in one of the levels, and it just played throughout that whole level, and it just kind of stuck in my head because, as Cole Porter's music does, it's very, very striking. And when we stumbled upon Anything Goes when we were selecting Campus Light Show, that sparked my memory, and I didn't think anything of it until I was reading through some different articles online and realized that it was used in that game. So it's very interesting to see how Cole Porter's music is used in pop culture today.
So this is a show from 1934, and it's the 77th annual Campus Lights, put on by the two music social organizations on campus. Tell the story. It's really a great story.
It really is. Phi Mu Alpha Sinfonia and Sigma Alpha Iota are the two cooperating organizations that make up Campus Lights, that put on the show every year. And they're actually Murray State's two first social organizations, Greek social organizations, on the Murray State campus. In 1937, the Rhythm Talks of 37 was a show put on, completely made from scratch, from choreography to the music to the dance to the songs. Everything was made by the music students in the department here at Murray State, what wasn't called that at the time. And in 1938, the men's group, the men's music club, decided that they might use that idea of raising money by creating their own show to build money to pay for their charter fees for Phi Mu Alpha Sinfonia. And on May 10th, 1938, they did just that. They hosted the first Campus Light. And at that point, it was only Phi Mu Alpha that ran it. And as time went along, Sigma Alpha Iota contributed more and more. And when a lot of the men were drafted into the war in the 40s, Sigma Alpha Iota took over much of what Campus Lights was because so many men were taken by that draft. And for that time period called Campus Dimout, SAI became an integral part of Campus Lights. And since then, since the 50s, we've been cooperating to build this musical every single year, to now raise scholarship money for music majors at Murray State, for freshman music majors at Murray State, so that more students can come here and they can participate in the Department of Music and have those funds available for them.
We must tell you that Ryan is like the grand poobah administrator of this, the chairman of the board of Campus Lights this year. And as an experience for you as a senior in music education,
yes,
at Murray State, it seems to me it incorporates so many real life experiences from the piece I received in the mail saying, give money, we need money for this production.
Right.
So you had to plan a budget, and you had to buy the rights to the musical. Then you had to recruit all facets of the musical, and now it's ready to go. You say despite the fact that we had a campus blackout earlier this year, and tomorrow is going to be just as cold.
I know.
And you're opening tomorrow.
Yeah, we spend months and months planning this. Everything, like you said, the budget, everything from that to choosing the actual show that we're going to do. We put in place a lot of different measures to make sure that we have enough money to both have a show, but also to raise that scholarship money, because we want to make sure that that scholarship fund is there and available, but also to provide for next year's show as well. So there's a lot of different aspects of this, a lot of different carryover formulas that we utilize to make sure that we've got that money secured. And we get a lot of help from the Department of Music and the Office of Development and other different mediators on campus that help us. And for instance, the Student Government Association contributed, the Office of Student Affairs contributed. So there are lots of different people that really help us out to make sure this happens. But it is multidimensional, and there is a lot of planning that goes into it. We only have about 3 weeks to really put the show on, to produce it. We come back in early January. Like you said, the Murray State News actually published in their 1A spread the picture of us, you know, having to find a new place to rehearse during the campus blackout during the early part of January. So lots of things have caused us strife, but we've definitely put ourselves back on track. And we have a great team, like I said, of producers and staff that make sure that we are prepared for opening night. And we're going to be ready to go tomorrow at 7:30.
And I understand from what Ryan has shared with me ahead of time that there is a sort of a surprise here. Campus Lights production traditionally brings students from all disciplines, academic disciplines on campus. And it's song and dance. But for some reason this year, dance is different.
Yeah, it's a little special this year. So we had an idea when we were sitting down trying to think of, you know, what we're going to do, because anything goes. If you've seen that show, it's very, very tap heavy. The choreography is very complex. And so our choreographer and the team of designers and directors sat down and said, what can we do to make sure that we look as good as we possibly can? Because we're not all trained trained dancers and choreographers. And we stumbled upon a special idea this year. We both FIMU Alpha Sinfoni and Sigma Alpha Iota, and different other organizations that both, you know, participate in Campus Lights, have step teams. If anybody's been to the Alpha Step Show at Murray State University, a lot of different student organizations have their own step team. And we thought, why not incorporate some of those step-style moves into Anything Goes, into that tap, to bring a bridge between this world that we already understand and another world that we don't necessarily understand when it comes to tap. And what has been produced is really, really interesting and very creative. I don't really think there's anything like that right now that's been created. So we have a choreography team that is very, very advanced and is really going to go far if they take their different ideas and move further with them.
Now, this is a show with a live orchestra in the pit, and you say 25 to 30 cast members, a big cast. And it's just it's a silly show. Tell me about that.
Right. So it's all about the antics aboard the SS American traveling from New York to London. And the whole cast is just incredible. There's lots of great singing and dancing, and it's absolutely hilarious. Our directors have put little things in that you wouldn't really think of, a different kind of not necessarily slapstick humor, but it is physical humor, and it's just absolutely hilarious. It's great for kids, great for families, very, very age-appropriate. And my personal favorite is our costume designer. Barbara Keister is absolutely amazing, done so much with costuming this year and making sure that Reno Sweeney has all those different outfits and dresses, and as well as Hope and the other different characters. Some absolutely amazing work from her, and also our director, Emily Bernstein, and all the different staff and producers have done just an amazing job with it this year.
You know, we've kind of talked all the way around the fact that this Campus Lights opens tomorrow, but we haven't told anybody when or where or how much. So
yeah, we want
do
them
the
to
business.
Know. Yeah, so Campus Lights premieres tomorrow night on Thursday, and we have a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evening performance at 7:30, and we have a Sunday matinee at 2:30 p.m., all in Lovett Auditorium. Tickets are $12 for adults and $8 for children 12 and under. And you can always reserve tickets by calling the CFSB box office at 270-809-3000 or by visiting campuslights.org. We actually have partnered with Ticketmaster this year, so our entire ticketing system is with Ticketmaster. It's very, very new, and so people can reserve their tickets online. But if you don't feel like doing that, if you'd rather, you know, take that risk and just show up at the door, you can always buy your ticket in the Lovett Auditorium 30 minutes before the show.
I tell you what, Campus Lights is the kind of thing that makes a university special. And over the years that I've lived in Murray, I've come to know that you attract alumni from all over who have either experienced Campus Lights as a performer or just know the show as part of the culture of Murray State University. So congratulations to you for being a bearer of the torch.
Thank you. Yeah, we have a lot of people that are inspired and interested in Campus Lights. And we bring back alumni from both Phi Mu Alpha and Sigma Alpha Iota, but also from Murray State. You know, students that were never even in Campus Lights still want to come back and see it. I got a call from a faculty member today asking if she could come and then reserve tickets, and I pointed her in the right direction. So we have people coming from just about everywhere, and Tina Bernard in the Office of Development has really helped us get our information out and let people know that we do have tickets available and that we're ready to see them come this weekend.
Well, congratulations again. We're talking with Ryan Knight, who's chairman of the 77th Campus Lights. He's a senior in music education from Benton, Illinois. And again, tickets are $12 for adults, $8 for children. It opens tomorrow night at 7:30, and it's going to be good.
Yeah, it is. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.